How do you price an ad on your channel? That's probably the most common question we get from other creators. And it was the biggest question we had when we first started on YouTube. So we're hosting a live workshop on how to price yourself. This is everything that we've learned in the past 13 years of being on YouTube and our simple three-step process that'll help you develop concrete pricing. So if you want to join us for this live session, just go to colinandsamir.com/live. Enter your email and you'll get all the information about our live event on May 9th. All right, hope you enjoy this episode of The Colin and Samir Show. If you want to know what the future will look like, look no further than what the kids are doing. And in this case, the kids are playing Roblox.
Their platform is the hottest thing in the industry.
Like all the kids, two-thirds of U.S. kids between 9 and 12 are playing Roblox.
And it's played by a third of all Americans under the age of 16.
Admittedly, we do not know much about Roblox, but we do know that a lot of people play it and that creators can make serious money from it. In 2020, 250 creators made over $100,000 within Roblox. What? I don't even know how.
250 creators? And are they like 9 years old? Who are these people making six-figure salaries on Roblox?
Well, that's what we're going to figure out.
We're going to get to the bottom of that. Also, is Roblox just Lego, by the way? Like, don't the characters kind of look like Lego?
Is that disrespectful for you to say that?
Is it?
I don't know.
Our writer Max covered this topic a few weeks ago in the published press. He said, Roblox isn't just a video game. It's a self-defined experience platform. You can hang out with your friends, explore and build worlds, or even raise a pet.
So Roblox isn't just a video game. It's an entire atmosphere and world that takes place digitally. People can play games there, but they can also create the games.
So it's like a true interactive version of the creator economy. It's its own economy, the Roblox economy. They even have Robux.
So we're going to have an experience in Roblox today. Today is the day that we're actually going to try it for the first time to truly understand it and figure out why it matters for creators in the first place.
All right, so make sure to like this video and subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. Every week, we cover the latest in the creator economy. And because this episode is about video games, we want to ask you guys, what do you think the best video game of all time is? Put that in the comments.
That's an easy one. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. Final answer.
Yeah, hands down. The one with the blue cartridge.
Yep, blue cartridge. Put the rumble pack on it. You're good to go.
Wow, the rumble pack.
And the memory card so you can play out the levels.
Well, Colin, roll the intro.
My nephew is 5 years old, and he has been telling me about Roblox for the past year.
That's crazy.
He's five.
That's insane.
I've always considered Roblox to be a kid's thing.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, I was like, I got to write this off. I'm too old. I'm not going to understand it.
Same.
But for two guys who spend their time just like analyzing the creator economy, we have no choice. We have to dive in here because it's so fascinating. And one thing that really caught our eye was Gucci doing a collaboration with Roblox. That's so fascinating because, again, your nephew's five.
And 54% of their user base is under 13. So what is Gucci doing inside Roblox?
I think that shows you how influential the space is and also how much brands like Gucci have to spend time with a younger audience so that they don't lose relevance when those people get older. And now, one of the craziest things about this was seeing that there was a handbag selling in Roblox for $4,300.
The real handbag that you could actually put physical things inside was almost $1,000 less. What?
What? That's crazy.
Like, what's going on there?
It is very high priced and it feels kind of ridiculous and unattainable, but it's like, it's cool and it's unattainable. That's what Gucci is also in real life.
Yeah. So when those kids age, they'll always remember Gucci coming into their world, their digital world in Roblox, and how they wanted to buy it, but they couldn't.
As these lines are starting to get blurred with our lives of what is our digital life and what is our physical life, I think if I'm a brand, I kind of want to blur those lines too a bit and be like, if you're living a lot of your life digitally, then I want to be there with you.
And our writer Max said that in the published press. He said, as the internet continues to evolve, how we represent ourselves online will become just as important as who we are in real life.
Now, all of this has to do with something called the metaverse.
The metaverse.
The metaverse sounds so...
Ever been there?
It sounds so ominous. It's almost like Stranger Things, isn't it? Like where you go into the upside down and it's like, what is this place? It's kind of like that though. According to the Roblox CEO, David Baszucki, he says the metaverse is a digital place where people seamlessly get together and interact in millions of 3D virtual experiences.
Now, the metaverse is not just like Roblox or 3D virtual worlds. It's really any time we're interacting digitally with other people, and the pandemic specifically ushered in how much we spend time in the metaverse. If you think about the fact that weddings were taking place digitally.
My wedding,
your wedding took
was
place,
in the metaverse.
Was in the metaverse.
Whoa, I got married in the metaverse.
You didn't even know that.
I didn't even know.
College graduations were in the metaverse. Job interviews, all of these different moments became digital. So the metaverse is something that I think of, honestly, anytime I am looking at my phone, I'm in social media. I feel like technically I'm somewhere else. I'm not concerning myself with things that are taking place in the real physical world.
Not only are you somewhere else, but you are also someone else. I know that we are all ourselves online, but we're crafting an identity through a curation of what we show, right?
You don't know me. I'm just saying I could, if this could totally not be me, you know what I mean? Because I'm in the metaverse, it is me.
But right, it is you, but we're editing it and we're curating it.
It's a version of me.
It's a version of us. Yeah. Like everyone shows a version of themselves in the metaverse. As far as I understand, that's what's happening in Roblox, right? You're like crafting a version of a character that's then living in a digital world.
And that concept is not novel to the kids that are playing Roblox because they grew up in the metaverse. That's all right. They know. You look at our parents' generation, they spent far less time online and still do spend far less time online.
Well, our first interaction with having an online identity was AIM screen names.
Yeah.
So that was like the first time you got to like make a new username that was like, oh, it's not my name. It's this different character, Skater Boy 714, you know, like it's totally different.
Across All Star 54.
Sure. I think the thing that's really interesting is that digital environments and digital property matters.
And it has value that translates into our physical world with regular money. Right. And this goes back to before Roblox. We mentioned Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. Mm-hmm. In that game, I would buy a new board or a new skate park.
Could you do that in the N64 one?
Not in the N64
one. I think you could accrue enough points to unlock.
Yes.
But like, I think down the line, now you can buy, like with money, you can buy a new skateboard in Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Now you can't use that new skateboard in real life, but it matters that you have it within your digital world.
And I think that's a natural extension into NFTs. I heard about crypto real estate or whatever. You can like buy like
Decentraland.
Decentraland.
People are buying digital real estate.
So here's the difference between like traditional entertainment and now the metaverse. This is what I wrote in a post on public.com. I said, gaming offers the opportunity for environments to scale. The attention economy trades on time spent, but more importantly, it trades on engagement. The opportunity to build worlds interests me and feels like the most interactive form of storytelling.
What you're saying there is that the next generation of creators want to create as they consume. Like those environments are not necessarily separate. Creation is entertainment now. And that's what Roblox captured so well and why you and I both talked about Roblox in public.com. I just want to let people know that I also made a post about public.com and I have 10 less followers than Samir right now. And I would appreciate if people gave me a follow on public.com.
Well, that feels like a great lead-in to tell you guys that this episode is sponsored by public.com. Public.com is an investing social network. It's a free app where you can own the companies you believe in and share ideas in a community of investors and creators. One of the coolest things about public.com is that it's truly a creator platform. Like alongside investing in the companies that you believe in, you can also post and interact with the community, which offers a ton of learning opportunities on the platform. There's some amazing creators on public.com like Shelby Church, Phil DeFranco, our friend Paul Rabel, and even Tony Hawk. What do you know?
Our friend Paul is a public.com all-star.
Oh yeah. Big time. He almost has 300,000 followers.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
And then Tony Hawk is my dad.
We might need a disclaimer there that that's not true.
He's not
that's
really so my good. Dad, but yeah, we do look alike.
Public.com makes it really easy to invest. And if you're already investing with another platform, it's actually super simple to transfer everything over. I just did this recently. I'm going to show you what that looks like. Boom, boom, boom. And it's done. Look at that.
Super easy.
Public.com and its 1 million member community are changing the culture of investing, moving these conversations off the golf course and into the public discourse.
Moving it off Twitter a little bit too.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much on Twitter that you don't know what to believe, what not to believe. Within public.com, I can follow certain people that I truly trust or I'm interested in to get my information.
Public.com has no commission fees on standard trades, and there are no account minimums to get started. You can invest in thousands of publicly traded companies for as little as $1. And if you download the Public app and put in code CREATORS, you're going to get $10 of free stocks. So that link is in our description. Download the public.com app and put in code CREATORS to get started on your stock journey today.
You can also follow me and like my post about Roblox.
Or you can follow me and like my post about Roblox.
Follow me. Okay, now back to the episode. So let's actually now go inside the metaverse. Let's go to the metaverse. What I'm saying is let's play Roblox right now.
Let's get into the portal.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll see if we can build something. I don't know. Let's spend some money.
Let's get metaversed.
Here we go. So how did you get Roblox?
I went to Roblox.com, made us an account. Then I actually downloaded Roblox onto the computer. Should we like make our character first?
So that's what we currently look like. What about some sunglasses?
Okay. There we go. Oh, what about man face?
What about a football jersey? Because sports, you know?
That looks kind of cool. Look at this.
You could buy Jordans.
You can buy Jordans for 98 Robux. Noob army. That feels right.
We're noobs. So let's play noob army.
What is the point of this game? I don't like this view at all.
What's this thing? Interact. Bridge.
Oh, bridge.
That's fun. Let's go over there to that world. Cool.
But now people can come over to our world.
So we're in danger now. You know what this is? Game of Thrones.
I've never seen it.
But it is.
Okay, there's something going on up there.
Are those UFOs? So who are all these people? Who's that person?
That guy. I don't understand how this game works.
Okay, what about this? Tank simulator.
Yeah, shoot that dude. Oh, he's your commander.
Oh, oops.
No, yeah.
Nope. All right. Are these people on my side?
I think they might be on our side. Get him. All right, let's try and go to the Gucci store. Dude, this is wild.
Oh, wow, we're in a Gucci store.
Oh, now I'm in the nude.
Yeah, now you're...
Now I'm a mannequin.
Cool.
Oh, okay. I've run into a wall and I cannot fix this. What? Do you know what's going on? I'm following Imran.
Why are they running away from us? Can we just say something? Hey, Imran.
Someone said LOL. So.
Oh, are they laughing at us? What's up? Imran, what's up?
Wait, we're dressed differently now.
Yeah, our clothing is changing. I don't know, you?
Yeah, Imran's out, dude. That's a wrap. Just go away. Okay. Turn around, man. Let me take control, man. You don't know how to play this game, man. Be cool.
What if he was like, hey, I watch your YouTube channel. I hate it. Yeah. Please leave. I hope you're not making a video about Roblox.
This guy's in a Speedo. Well, we're changing now. We got a blue head.
Yeah, that's cool. We look pretty cool.
We can't go in the water, can we?
Oh.
All right. Wait. Let me get this Jello shot thing. Whoa. These are free.
Try on.
Yeah,
look at
man.
That. Dude, we are styling. Look at this.
Wow.
Whoa. We
look like Lil Huddy.
Yeah, we do look like Lil Huddy. Vox?
Is that actually, you think that Vox is making the same video as us?
Probably, yeah. Let's go talk to Vox.
Oh, Vox is Vox gone. They're like, Colin and Samir here. Yeah. That was definitely someone from Vox.
Yeah.
Being like, oh.
They're like, ugh.
This is the same video.
Now we're in the bathroom.
Oh. Oh, there's movies playing. Whoa. Die, everyone. Okay, this feels like a tough vibe.
Maybe
in here.
We leave the Gucci Garden. People have been nothing but rude.
Now we're back
to
our dude.
In the store. And do we have the sunglasses on? And we're wearing Gucci sunglasses.
All right, this is a real exit through the gift shop situation. I imagine we're
encouraged to pick something up here. So let's just see how much the guitar case is.
All right.
Unavailable,
man.
Limited.
So smart.
What is that?
That's a guy wearing a dinosaur costume. Sequined hat.
80 Robux.
All right, so let's buy something.
We look insane.
Here's the thing. We just spent 80 Robux in there. So Gucci just got paid, right? If you spent a few hours a day in this game, do you know how much you would want to spend?
There are so many opportunities to spend money in
every single game you open, you can spend Robux. And making it play money is so smart.
It's like when you got a lot of money in your Venmo and you're like, it's nothing, whatever.
Yeah.
Even though it actually is. Yeah, this is nuts. There's so many games. Brookhaven, a place to hang out with like-minded people and roleplay. Own and live in amazing houses, drive cool vehicles, and explore the city. Be whoever you want to be. In Brookhaven. Good thing we're showing up with our Gucci shades and our hat.
Welcome to Brookhaven.
Good to be here.
Gonna hop on the horse?
Why not? Oh, I don't see anybody else on a horse. Oh, hello. Hello.
Okay. She's going to play basketball somewhere.
Vacant.
Oh, vacant.
Oh, 500 Robux to buy this land.
To buy this land. Do we have them?
Yeah, we got Robux, man.
Look who just moved into Brookhaven. Is it daytime now? How'd that happen?
Yeah, yeah. It's morning, 6:30 a.m.
Time is moving really fast.
Yeah.
Every minute is a second in Brookhaven.
Should we have a baby?
You and I, what? No. Can't raise all a right. child in Brookhaven.
We got a baby now. Whoa, they got like serious guns. Scary.
There's no one in here.
There's no one in Brookhaven.
The ghost town. Whoa, it says our name on the back of the go-kart.
Oh, that's cool. Stop following me.
Okay, say sorry. See, yeah, we don't know what we're doing. Okay, like, we're breaking all the rules.
So clearly following is not allowed. Public bathroom simulator. What does that mean?
Huh?
We got a
77% like rating?
We got to find out what
this is. Welcome
to
public bathroom simulator. Use the toilet, wash your hands, and strike up some conversation.
No way.
Who wants to have a conversation in a public bathroom?
There's no way this is a real thing. There are so many people in here. This is the game with the most amount of people. That guy's
hanging out in the sink.
That guy's passed out in the sink. Even in this game, you can buy something.
You can buy toilet paper.
You can buy Starbucks.
You can buy a taco. You can buy Starbucks? Do they know they're in the game?
I have no idea,
oh,
man.
Oh, it's Star Blocks.
All right, let's get out. All right, so this is something I found really interesting. There is a In the Heights block party. This is a movie that's coming out on June 4th. The Roblox Arena events, it seems like these are like partnerships with Roblox, right? Because Gucci Garden's one of them. In the Heights is the other one. So this is like an immersive experience that's promoting a movie. Roblox In the Heights block party. Join us June 4th to June 20th. So you can watch
the trailer.
The trailer, it looks like. Interesting, man. I mean, I just think what's fascinating is now you have like serious players getting involved. Like Gucci is involved. You have movie studios promoting their next movies in this environment.
The main thing is there are a lot of people hanging out digitally. And when you have this many people hanging out,
man,
you can monetize that, right? Yeah. The same way as you would with YouTube.
Yeah.
Like you can play ads. You can have custom activations.
The difference here is that
you
I'm not...
You can sell them things.
The difference here is that I get to interact. Like, it's my personal journey through the Gucci Garden or my personal journey through this train, and I'm choosing what to do rather than just sitting somewhere and watching. So it's like a choose-your-own-adventure storytelling mechanism, right? All right, this is the end. Wow.
Let's talk about this.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I think the biggest thing I was thinking about was like how unfamiliar this is to me, how not intuitive it is. Even though I played video games growing up, like The Sims or like Roller Coaster Tycoon or Tony Hawk Pro Skater, this was not intuitive. And to a 9-year-old or a 12-year-old who spends a ton of time in this on a weekly basis, this is incredibly intuitive. And the expectation as they grow older of what their entertainment environment looks like is going to be a lot more immersive than what our expectation is.
Yes, we come from a lean back experience.
Yeah,
from the very early age where the only type of entertainment you could really have was going to a movie theater. I mean, to be honest, pre-internet, right?
I played computer games on floppy disks. Like you put in the Oregon Trail on a floppy disk and you sit at your computer.
And you get dysentery.
Yeah, which was, what a weird part of the game.
But actually not too dissimilar to Roblox.
Sure.
Right, but the thing is that so many young people are spending so many hours within the Roblox universe and are creating as they are consuming.
Yeah.
These two experiences are being paired. And that is what clearly will become something that younger audiences are very used to when it comes to content, the pairing of both creation and consumption in the same world.
I thought what was really interesting was you had like a centralized avatar. Like we had one character, and that character within a click of a button could exist in a ton of different environments. We could be in a tank, we could be in a Gucci store, we could be swimming as a mannequin, we could be building an office somewhere. Like we could be doing so many different things in a matter of 15 minutes where you pop in, pop out, and we could be skateboarding, we could be boxing. Like there were so many different options. We could be going to a movie premiere. So I think that was really interesting to me where it was like you create a character and that character can exist in many different environments. It's not one game.
And the items you grab from one environment and bring to another can mean something about your identity.
Right.
Our purple Gucci hat and those sunglasses tell people we're hanging out at the Gucci Garden. It's a statement about who they are and what right. they can afford and the types of worlds they interact in.
Yeah, it's a statement about how much Robux we got.
Damn straight. 800 Robux.
We had 800 Robux to spend. It's becoming increasingly obvious that the future of the creator economy is micro economies that are pretty big.
Where digital things can have value
right.
Outside of the physical world.
Like Roblox is an economy in itself, right? They have their own currency. There was social dynamics that existed there that we couldn't understand, that we couldn't interact with. And then, like you mentioned, having possessions in that game means something.
I mean, think about the different currencies, right? Like you buy Robux with the dollar and then you get inside of a game and you're now on a point system maybe, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. It's just interesting. Like you said, there's layers to the yeah. economies.
Yeah, it's like micro economy on top of micro economy. And I think it's the same thing that's happening with cryptocurrency, where like a token gated community, like Friends with Benefits, which we've talked about before, like they have an FWB token to get in there. So having that means something completely different than having Bitcoin, which means something completely different from, you know, an NFT, which means something completely different from a dollar. Like it all means different things.
The interesting thing though about Robux is that if you buy that Gucci hat, I can't sell that on another market and exchange right. it in dollars.
It's probably coming soon though. Cause like we couldn't buy that guitar case, right? So what if someone was reselling the guitar case?
Is there an aftermarket?
Is there an aftermarket? Probably. That's crazy. So again, it's just like these, like, and as a brand now, like Gucci, you have to exist in all of these different micro nations basically. And like these micro economies where you're like, I want access to that. Like that is the 9-year-old economy. If I want to interact with the young people and as they grow up, make sure that I'm top of mind for them, I have to get into their world and I actually have to operate and enhance their world.
Also, Gucci is a one of a kind in the Roblox world.
Yeah.
It's like going to TikTok before everyone else shows up mm-hmm. and growing a large following. You're going into a land where you are kind of a one of a kind when you're Gucci.
Yeah.
Right?
It's really smart.
Key takeaways for creators in general who maybe aren't concerned with playing Roblox.
Right.
What can you learn from the Roblox environment?
This is what I think. I think audiences over time will want more and more of a choose your own adventure experience. And so even if I'm watching a creator on YouTube, I want more control over it. Right. And I think there was a big trend on YouTube a couple of years ago of like Instagram controls my life. Right? It's a very fun series because not only do you get to actually control what that person does through Instagram polls, but you also get to watch that pan out and you just have this little sense of control. So I think one, the platforms all are going to have to allow for more interactivity.
Gamifying the experience.
You even see the polls that we're putting out on YouTube. Look at how many people are interacting.
People
want
to interact.
People want to interact. They're not coming to the platforms to consume. They're coming to the platforms to create.
And that's what TikTok does really well. It has that incredible mix of. The other thing though I would say is that you should understand as a creator that you can create value within your world, within your narrative, that many people don't understand outside of that world.
Right.
Right? We see a lot of people get tattoos of their favorite creators' logos or marks.
Right.
Merch can trade at a higher premium because it means something to a certain community, but does not mean something if you were to hang it up maybe in the mall to just random people who are passing by. Mm. So understanding that you can create value to certain things within your environment.
I like that a lot. Yeah, I think that's really interesting. And then you take it a step further and you realize, can your audience create value for each other? Mm. That's even more interesting. An example is like Yes Theory's Facebook group, right? Like Yes Theory's Facebook group has all of these micro groups within it. And then all of those groups actually self-organize in physical spaces. Like when I was traveling through India, I hung out with a couple different Yes Theory groups in different cities. Mm-hmm. And they all had created value for each other. So now you have like creator who's making value for community, who's then in turn community leaders are emerging and creating value for each other. And so that's like, that's not a monetized version of it, but imagine how it can be. You know, stuff like that can happen through Discord now. And essentially like, Yes Theory's audience is programming for each other. And imagine that happening now in like a digital environment, like a Discord. It's the same thing as Roblox where there's like social currency attached to it. Over time, you probably could roll out tokens or some sort of gamification within the Discord of like achievements and whatnot and access to creators. And so I think it's a couple different things. It's like, okay, creator can now create value for audience. That's how it's always been. Now audience can create value for other audience, right? And audience can create value for creator. That's when you start getting in this world where everyone's interacting with each other and everyone's like driving value for each other. I think you make a great point. Like if I right now walked up to my dad and I was like, I'm going to give you 1,000 Robux, he would be like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And that means nothing. But if you walked up to your nephew and you were like, I got 1,000 Robux for you for your birthday.
Ecstatic.
Freak out.
Yeah.
And so you started to realize, like, we talked about this in the NFT episode. Like it's all value exchange. It's about who is it valuable to? And that is the future of the creator economy, is like niche value. All right, so that's it for this episode of the Colin and Samir Show, and for us playing Roblox, so you don't have to.
If there's anything else that you think we should try, whether it's, you know, a video game thing like Roblox, I don't know. If there's just something you think we should try, put it in the comments.
Like the Dream Burger?
Yeah, the Dream Burger, per se.
Or the BTS McDonald's meal?
Yes, exactly.
Or Emma Chamberlain's Levi's jeans? That would be exciting.
I don't need jeans right
now. I'm not good on jeans. I need more jeans. Thank you so much to Public.com for sponsoring this episode. Make sure to download the app and put in the code creators for $10 in free stock and start investing today. The link for that is in our description. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. We talk about the creator economy every single week here. And we also talk about it in our newsletter, which is called the Publish Press, which comes out every Tuesday and Friday.
And don't forget, let us know in the comments what your favorite video game is, or let us know something we should try.
Maybe it's another video game we should try.
Maybe.
Got to be honest, pretty bad at this stuff though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Samir, roll the outro.